I said, if so, chayev odim lumod es bitoy Torah. Then as I says that I see in the parsha of Saita here, that if an isha has chusim, so she saves from the mayamorim, and we're coming out now, what's chus is it Torah? So Benazi says, if so, it's kedai to teach your daughter Torah. Let your daughter learn Torah. As Christ says, he learns that if she learns Torah, she will have chusim on her own from learning the Torah. So Benazi says, it's kedai to teach your daughter's Torah. Reb Lezer in the Mishnah said no. Reb Lezer roimeh kol ha-malame des bitay Torah malamda tiflis. Whoever teaches his daughter Torah is like teaching a tiflis, like preachers. It's no good to teach a Torah. So we spoke out, the Rambam says, Vikra goes on Torah Shabbat Peh. On Torah Shabbat Tzav, it's okay, you'll have to teach your daughters Torah. Mashiach to teach them Torah Shabbat Peh, that we shouldn't teach them. Only the halachas that they have to know. So tomorrow now, Tiflis HaKadaitach, is it really, really like you're teaching them Tiflis, like Znus, like Preetzus, like how could you say Torah is Mamish teaching them Preetzus? Elaim, rather say like this, it means Ki'ilu Limda Tiflis. It's like you taught her a princess. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Shemitoichi mevina mumis." Because we're learning the Torah, she becomes very smart-like, and she'll know what's flying, like v'yoyse devrei batzno, and then she'll do with things what she wants to do hiddenly, like she'll hide it from us. Because really, she won't be a tzaddikis. She'll just hide the things she wants to do from us. She's just making it worse off. Omer Rabavua. My time with Rebbe Eliezer. What's the pshat from Rebbe Eliezer? How does he know this, that if you teach your daughter Torah, it's no good, you're teaching a tiflus? There's still, because the pasuk says, Ani chochmo shachanti ormo. I am chochmo, that means the Torah. And shachanti ormo, I'm giving you ormo, klukshaf, like wisdom. I'm making you smart, ormo. That means, kivon shenichnasa chochmo biyodam. As soon as the chochmo of Torah goes into the person, nichnasa imoy armumis. The Amumis, this klugshaft, this, trickery comes into you, right? You'll very come the smarter now and you want to trick people. So Melavaya Tam Chochm Maloney make him sharper to do the mitzvahs better. But by an Isha, he'll just make a trick us that you'll end up to be more preachers. Rabbanu Fred Gemara, the Rabbanu Ben Azai, Hay Ani Chochma Mayavdilei, what do they do with this Pasuk Ani Chochma? Mi boiler like Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. They use it like Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina Dashens. Tiyomer Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Ein divrei Torah miskayomin ela b'mi shemaymid atzmai orim aleihem. Where does Torah stay? Who could really learn Torah and keep it? That means miskayim, the Torah stays with you. Ela b'mi shemaymid atzmai orim aleihem. You make yourself like you're undressed, uncovered, like you have nothing. Like you feel as if you're nothing, everything is the Torah. Rashi says, Shemayim Adatzmi Orem Aleho, Shepirish Mikol Asokim, you stop doing everything else. Venasa Le'oni, you become like a poor person again to the Torah. V'chosakol, like you're missing everything. So that's the way the Torah keeps by you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ani Chochmo Shechanti Yormo. Like Orem means Lashon like Orem, like you have nothing else. The only thing you have is only your Torah. Omer Reb Yechanan, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayomim, to which person does the Torah stick to, he'll keep, he'll understand, he'll keep the Torah. Ela b'mi shemesim atzmai kimi shenoi. The person makes himself like he's nothing. He's an oni. He has a mid of another. A humble person. Shenem, the Pasuk says, v'yachochmo meyayin timtso. Like, where could you find it? In other words, like Rashi says, mino osui kayin. A person that makes himself like nothing. Hey, that means kayin timtso. A person that makes himself like ayin, like nothing, by him, timsa, you'll find the Torah. And by Moshe Rabbeinu was brought down, that Moshe was on of Mikol Adam. That's why he was zeichet to so much of the Torah. So that's this pasuk of Ani Chochma Shechanti Yomo, a person that has a midah v'anova, to him, he'll have the Torah. We have Yeshua Raimeh, Reitzi Isha, Bekav, V'tiflis. If Yeshua in the Mishnah said, a lady would rather have a kav and tiflis. So Mura says, my kamer, what does Yeshua mean to say? Hochi kamer, this is what he means to say. That roitza isha, the kav and tiflis imoy, a lady would rather have less money. The kav means only a small measurement of food, but for tiflis imoy, to have a husband around her the whole time, to be able to have, to live with him. Rather than mitishas kabin, rather than to be rich, like, but oppressious, If the husband's going to have to go away to make a panasa, she doesn't like that, even though he'll come back with 9 kavim of food, but he won't be around to live with him. So she'd rather have tiflis than to have food. And Rashi says, Roitzi isha makava tiflis, chafetza lizan b'mezaynis muatim. She doesn't mind to be mefanis from a small amount, But v'yil tiflusa mitsuyila, b'tashmish. But her husband should be near where she could live with him. Rather than mites kabin, than having 9 kabin, or precious, that means lefresh men at tiflus afikach ein toivla tisha Talmud Torah. There's just another husband why it's no good to teach the daughters Talmud Torah, because the ikka what they want is tiflus. So therefore they want the tashmish. So therefore if they have the Torah, they'll just become like trickery to us, and they'll still have the same type of precious, just we won't see it, they'll do it more bitsinu. But who are Yoima? Then the Mishnah says like this: that if you have a chosid shaita, it's mavli yoilam. These type of people like destroy the world. For the Gemara, hechi domi chosid shaita. What's called a chosid? But he's a shaita. He's a fool. What's called a foolish chosid? Kegoin the kotova isasub in hara. You have a lady that's drowning in the river. For Yoima, now this chosid says, lav urchaya listakule bo. It's not nice I should even look at her. V'yatzulun, I can't go and save her. So that's called the chosid shoita. He wants to be a chosid, but he's a fool now. Now's not the time to do this chasidus. The ma'aseh is the mitzvah pikuach nefesh. If the lady is drowning, you have to go and try and save her. You can't do this chasidus now. That's called the chosid shoita. Then the Mishnah says, Rosh Orim. So Gemara says, Hechi dami Rosh Orim. What's called like a trickery Rosha? What does that mean? Omer Reb Yechanon. Ze hamatim devorov ledayin koydim shiyavei bal din chaveroi. That means you know you have a din Torah with a dayin. You have a din Torah you and your friend. So what do? You run first the day before to the dayin and tell him your side to make sure that he hears your side first. So that's called a rashi. You're not allowed to do that. The Rashi says to me shenikvo belev adayin shareis chiyosov ledvorov shall ze. Because if the dayin hears one way first. If he's first going to hear your version of the story, so then Koshan L'Salkon, then tomorrow when it comes to make the real Pesach Din, it's hard for the dying to take away your tainus since he heard your right first. That's not right. So that's called because you're trickery, you're Russia, you're Sishma Lesisa Shema Shofia. So that's one shot and called a Russia Arum. Rabbi Avu Oimer, Zehanoisein Dina Leoni, Lahashnum Loi Mosayim Zuz. That's also not nice. They have a person that's an oni. The locher is, Kolzaman, you're an oni. That means you don't have $200. You're allowed to go and collect Leket Shecha Peya. You can go out in the fields and take Staka. But let's say you have an oni now that has 199. So right now he can go and collect at one shot a million. As long as he's still called an oni, he has the right to collect the Leket Shecha Peya. Now, if you go and give him the $1, you made him not an oni anymore. So now he can't collect any more leket shecha peya. That's not nice what you did. That's called a rosha. All right, turn over. Again, the Gemara says, Zehanoisein leoni, Zehanoisein dinner leoni, you give the last dinner to an oni, lahashlum loy masayim zuz. To make it that now he has $200, like Rashi says, now he can't take it anymore. And that's what you're doing is that you have your own relatives, so you want your relatives to come and take your lekat shechem peya. But you see a noni outside coming to take your lekat shechem peya. So what do? You go outside first and give him $1. Now that you gave him $1, he became an osher like, so he can't collect your lekat shechem peya. That's not nice to do. The Tanan. We learn like this, the Tanan. Mi shi yesh lo masayim zuz. If you own $200, lo yita leket shecha peya. O maiserani, you're not called an oni. You have no right to take leket shecha peya, o maiserani. But hoyo lo masayim chosa dinner. Let's say at 199 cents, but you don't have 200 yet. Afilu elef noistin lekachas. You have a right to go and take $1,000 at one shot. So therefore, the fact you see this oni coming to your field now, and you give him his last dollar, and your kavanah is because you don't want him to be able to take your leket shecha peya. You'd rather your mishpacha come and take it. That's called the rosh ha'arum. Yeah. El Yarei Zayito. That he's allowed to take. He's allowed to take this 1,000 as long as before he took, he didn't have the 200. Rabasi Yom Reb Yechanon Zehamasi Eitza Limcha B'Nechasim Watim. Another Rosh Arim is that somebody gives advice to a son that Yashin his father, and there was only Nechasim Watim, a small amount of Nechasim left over. That the Yom Reb Yechanon says, the Lachar is like this. If a father left over, let's say, 5 girls and 1 boy. So midirayta, the lacher is, the boy yashins everything. But midirabbanan, though, we say that if there's a small amount of nechosim, the girls have a right to get mezoinus from the fields, and the son has to go and make panosah, go someplace else. But that's only if the son does not sell the nechosim. But if he goes ahead and sells his property, then he keeps the money. So if you give the son this advice, to go ahead and sell it, that's a rasha. Because that's not what the Chumim wanted him to do. The Chumim wanted him to leave the fields over for the daughters. The Yom Rabbasi Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Yisoyimim Shekodmu, Umachru B'Nechasim Uwatim. Then let's say the boys, they jumped right away and they sold a small amount of property that they asked for the father. You should know, Mashemachru Machru. But if they went ahead and did it, the Mechir is Chal. But the Chetchila, they're not supposed to do that. The Gatchim, you're supposed to leave it over for the daughters. So therefore, if you give this type of an advice to the son to go and sell the Nechosim, that's not nice. That's called the Rosh Ha'arim. Abaye Rom Rabaye says, Zeh Hamasi Eitza Limchor B'Nechosim K'Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. If somebody gives somebody advice to sell his property, like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel said, according to his halacha. What's his halacha? The Tanya will not like this. Nichse lechos. Somebody says, "I'll give you my nechosim to you," and the achrecha leplani. Like after you, it goes to somebody else. Because Reuven sells his property to Shimon. Now it's not for Shimon to yashin to his own son, but we're making it tonight now that when you Shimon die, the nechosim automatically goes to Levi. That's called nichsecha lechos. I'm selling you Shimon my property, but we're making it tonight now a condition that the achrecha leplani. After you finish with it, it should go to somebody else. So now, the Yorat HaRishon Umachal, let's say Shimon goes down to the fields and sells it. So the locher is, V'yochal HaSheni, V'yochal, and he ate it, is HaSheni Maitzi Miad HaLakuchas. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says nothing doing. The first person had no right to sell it, because the Tanai was that after he gets finished with it, it goes to somebody else. So when the Shimon dies, Levi has a right to come and take it away from the Lekev, the one that bought it. That's what Rebbe holds. But Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Leimano, Ein Lisheni Elama Sheshai Rishon. That no, if Shimon did not sell it, if Shimon still has the property, that's the condition. That now when Shimon dies, the property goes to Levi. But that's only if Shimon did not sell the property. But if Shimon holds that if Shimon sold the property, Mashah Sosli, he sold it, he keeps the money, and now there's no property left for Levi to take. So therefore, if you're a Rosh, means you give this Shimon this type of an advice, that he tells Shimon, you know what, don't leave the property over that Levi could take it away from you, but rather go ahead and sell it now. That's not a nice thing to do, because the condition was that the way it stands now, Levi will eventually have the rights to take it. So if you're going to go and do something now to stop Levi from getting it, that's not nice. So therefore, if you give somebody such advice, that's called the Rosh Ha'arim. Rav Yosi Bar Chomo Amar Rav Sheshes, Zeh HaMachriya Acherim B'Yar Choysof. That means you tell other people to do the way you do. And Rashi says, you tell other people, Ru'u, look, V'yasei K'moni, do the way I'm doing. V'luchur B'Darke, go after my roads, my ways. What you mean to do is just to show everybody, listen, I'm a great chassid, I'm a great person. You go ahead and follow me. So somebody says like that, you should know he's not so great anymore. Is he just wants to look like a big, like a great person in the eyes of the people. But really inside him, he's a phony. He's not medagdic to look after his taivas, what he wants to do. So a person goes like this to show off to other people, to make himself look like a great person, and make people follow him, that's called the Rosh Ha'arim, because like this, people won't go back and look at him, they won't like have tainas on him. So that's not nice, that's called the Rosh Ha'arim. Reb Zrika Omar Rafuna Zeha Meko Liatzmoy Omachmel Acherim. When somebody asks you a Shiloh, so for somebody else, tell the guy, yeah, it's awesome, it's awesome, it's awesome, don't do it, you can't eat it, it's treif. But for you yourself, you hold this lakula, you hold this okay. That's called a Rosh Harim. That's not nice. If you want to, the other way you could do. If you want to be machmer for yourself, that you could do, and to be maker for other people's. But once you're maker for yourself, you can't be machmer like it's a stira. If you're machmer for other people, you should be machmer for yourself also. That's a Rosh Harim. Ula Amar Ula said, what does the Mishnah mean? A Rosh Harim? Zeh Shekora?